Consulting is a very popular industry to work in, especially for college students and fresh college grads. However, the journey to break into this industry is not easy, and many students don't even know where to start. That is where I come in. Hello there, my name is Rishi Shah, and if you haven't guessed already, I am the founder of this podcast, From College to Consulting with Rishi Shah. I am a Purdue Spring 2022 graduate with a Bachelor of Science in Finance, and I have accepted a full-time offer to work as an associate consultant at a firm in Chicago this June. Throughout this podcast, I hope to help college students on their journey towards landing a consulting offer with tips and tricks that I learned during my journey as a Purdue student. Enjoy this episode. Hey guys, my name is Rishi Shah, and I am the founder of this podcast, From College to Consulting with Rishi Shah. In today's episode, we will discuss rejection in consulting and how to deal with it, which is not a topic that is heavily talked about. The harsh reality is that every year, students from across the country and possibly the world compete for a limited number of internships and full-time roles in consulting. According to a 2019 LinkedIn article titled, The Consulting Career Path for College Students by Mr. Lee Schroyer, the top three management consulting firms receive over 200,000 applications per year, and only 1.5% of them are selected to work at BCG, McKinsey, and Bain. The demand is similar to other prestigious consulting firms like the Big Four firms, Accenture, Kearney, etc. However, smaller firms are just as tough to get into as well. I once had a final round interview with a small firm, and I got rejected afterwards because the candidates interviewed prior to me were offered the role and they accepted. That is why I tell consulting prospects that they should be grateful for any offers from any firm, regardless of size, for their first full-time job or internship, which is even harder to get selected for. Here are the following ways in which I dealt with rejection from firms. Number one, keeping in touch with the recruiters. When I was rejected by certain firms for a summer internship during my junior year of college, I kept in touch with the recruiters the following summer to increase my chances of getting an interview for a full-time role. And the strategy worked. I got even more interviews the following fall. Keeping in touch with the recruiters is the first thing you should do when you get rejected. The next way to deal with rejection is picking an alternative industry for an internship or a full-time role, but it should be a position that allows you to continue the development of your consulting skills. When I failed to get a consulting internship during my junior year, I ended up accepting an internship in financial services, in which I worked for a bank as a finance summer analyst in the corporate treasury department. My manager noticed my interest in consulting from my resume, and so he staffed me on an internal consulting project to work on for the team. That project experience allowed me to develop certain skills like working with lack of info and became a great talking point to talk about during my interviews in the fall. The last tip I want to share is to generally find ways to improve your resume, but above all, stay positive. Getting into consulting is not easy for anyone. There will be times when you feel like quitting, but I am telling you not to. As long as you keep working and continue to get more interviews with time, you will get that one yes you need, and you will laugh at the struggle you went through in hindsight. That is all for today's episode, and I will see you next time. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you have a topic in consulting that you would like me to talk about, please email me at shahrishi25@gmail.com, and I will do my best to make sure that I talk about it in one of my future episodes. Thank you very much, and see you next time.